All right. So, we got here Mushi Mushi, another playtest of that, based on the feedback of the last one that Rob gave me. Things kind of we thought to change. So what have I updated? Well, the group cards now are in five increments. There are 18 of them still. There are four fives, four 20s, and then five 10s and five 15s. So that makes the scoring a little easier at the end, but it also hopefully adds a little higher numbers that are harder to hit. I did not yet change the hello cards, only because I want to make sure that this works before I change too many things. So,
sure. Okay.
Which Rob is always an advocate for not changing too many things at once.
Yeah.
And yeah. And then I did also change one more thing. I have alien powers now.
Hey.
So I'm gonna let you pick whatever one you want, and then I'll pick a different one. But I will read them so everybody can hear them. There are four aliens. Lubdub, she may play two cards in a turn if the total of those cards is less than seven. Rugario, whenever he is within 3 points of claiming an uncontested group, which means no one else has put anything on there, he claims it. Splat, at the end of his turn, he may move a card he has played.
It says at the start of the turn.
Oh, sorry. Wow, that's weird. It does. But it should be, yeah, at the start of his turn. That makes sense. At the start of his turn, he may move a card he has played on an earlier turn from one group to another. And Babalu, always draws two cards, chooses one, and places the other back on the top of the deck. So they're kind of powerful, but I feel like they're all kind of equal powerful, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
So pick your poison, whatever one you want to use.
I will use Rugario.
Okay. So that is whenever we're within 3 points, if it's uncontested, you automatically get it. And I am going to try and think of what other one sounds good. I am going to take Splat, which lets me move one at the start of my turn if I don't like it. And really, start under your turn, it honestly doesn't matter. As long as it's during your turn,
yeah.
That's the effect.
Yeah.
So... In fact, I probably would just have it say during your turn.
Yeah, that makes
to
sense.
To make it so people are like, oh, I forgot to do that. So,
mm-hmm.
Actually hoping we can test this weekend with a bigger group. So.
Yeah, I hope so.
Frick.
You don't drop the cards all over the place?
I just dropped the cards all over the place.
Oh,
it's because I took the business cards out that were...
I just told you not to drop them all over the place.
And I did anyways.
Yep.
I'm not very good at following instructions.
Nope.
I think we had five cards in our hand, or was it only three?
I think it was five.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There
we go. Okay. And we're going to play until the people deck runs out?
Yep. So, we've got a 20-pointer, a 10-pointer, and a 20-pointer out right away.
Ooh.
So.
And it's 5, 10, 15, 20?
Yep, there's with heavier on the 10s and 15s.
Right. So who's going first?
You can go first.
Okay, well, I'll just... And so I play and then draw.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to play a Mashi Mashi, a 7 Mashi Mashi on that 10 and use my power.
Yep, so that gets it for you. All right.
Okay.
And then a new one comes out. It's another 10-pointer.
And I draw.
Okay. Neglected to look at my cards ahead of time, which would have been smart. I'm going to go ahead and play a hello card. Play actually hello on this 20-point one for 7 points.
Okay.
To push me towards that.
All right. Okay. Now, so on your hello, on this one, it's hello, Jumbo, and Ola.
You can play any combination of those.
Any combination.
Yeah, that was something you actually suggested last time, which I
just wanted to make sure of that.
But you only get one or the other. So if I have two on a card that match this, I only get the better one.
Okay, makes sense.
Or the one I choose. I guess I could choose the worst one if I was dumb.
Just trying to think about the best choice here. I think... that is not a good choice. I think... my best bet, again, is to use my power play a 7-point chow and get that 10.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, kicking my butt. That power might be too good. But that's okay. That's why we're doing this, to figure that out. I'm going to go ahead and play another hello card on this. I'm up to 13 points on that 20-pointer.
Okay.
And your turn.
I'm going to play a 7 Ola on this 20.
Okay. I'm going to play a 3 Ola. Oops. A 3 Ola on this 20 pointer, which puts me up to 16 points.
Okay. I'm going to play a 5 Ola on there. So what is that, 13?
13.
To that 20.
Okay. I'm going to play a goodbye card on that 20 to get rid of it.
You're a jerk.
Hey, you're kicking my butt, dude. And it's your turn again.
2, 3, 4.
Now another 5-point card has just come out.
All right, well, then I'm going to be a jerk back to you and play a goodbye on that one.
Fair enough. Can't argue with that. Well, I don't get to draw a card.
Nope.
So one thing I feel like I'm noticing, and I could be wrong, is I feel like I may have overjudged the... I may need to make some tweaks to the guys here to try and be able to catch up to this.
Yeah.
So Namaste 6 on the 15.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and grab this 5 with a Hello 4 plus my power.
Okay. Brings out another 15-pointer. Oh, I struck. I'm going to go ahead and play a Privet on this 15-pointer. Trying to claim them so you can't just...
Right. I'm going to play another Ola for 4 to get that 5.
Okay. Play a Mushta for 6 on the 10-pointer that just came out.
Okay. Right, I'm going to play... oh, what am I going to play? I'm going to play a Musta 7 on that 15.
Okay. All right, so I'm pretty spread out here.
Yeah,
I've got them all blocked now, so at least you can't use your power to steal them anymore.
Right.
Now I'm just trying to decide what is my best avenue. So I'm going to play a Nihao on this 15-pointer, and then I'm going to use my ability to move this one over,
okay,
which lets me claim that one.
Sounds good.
Finally use my ability. That feels good.
Yeah. That's a good move.
And then another 5-pointer comes out, which you can probably claim and hose me. So that's exciting.
Yeah, but instead I'm going to play a hello with that and use my power to get this 15-pointer.
Even better.
Yep.
By better, I mean worse.
Better for me.
You're not wrong. Okay.
Did you add, is it oi or is it we?
Oi. It's oi. I don't remember what language that is, though.
That wasn't in last time, was it?
Yeah, it was. I didn't change those cards at all.
Okay,
so. All right. I'm going to play Chow on this five-pointer and take it.
Okay. I'm going to play seven on that ten and take that one.
Okay. Okay, so yeah. So that power is definitely broken.
I mean, maybe not in a four-player game.
But in a two-player game, it is broken.
Yeah,
super all broken. All kinds of broken. So.
Right. And we've got another 15 out.
Yep. I'm going to play a Mushta on this guy and get a 10.
Okay.
And another 10 comes out.
Okay. What is my best choice here? I'm going to play I don't want to do that. Maybe I will do that. Yeah, I'll play a 5 Bonjour on that 10.
Okay. I will play a 7 Bonjour on that 10. I mean, I do think that in a four-player game, especially if there's only three of these out here,
mm-hmm.
It's really going to make it difficult for you to get that power off as often.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, in a two-player game, it is wrecking. I'll be curious to see what the scores are in the end, but I feel like you're beating me quite a bit. So.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to play Guten Tag for 6 on that 15.
Okay. I'm going to play a Chow on this 10 to claim it.
Okay.
And we are getting close to the bottom of the deck here.
Okay. I'm going to play Guten Tag 7 on that and take that 15.
Okay. Ooh, another 20-pointer comes out. That's a big one. I guess I just shuffle these to save time.
So is it your turn?
Yeah. All right. I'm going to play a goodbye card on the 5-pointer. That sounds dumb, but I have a bunch
I was about to take that.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
I had a goodbye card. I didn't have any other good plays.
Yeah,
so
I was going to, yeah.
So, hey, well, good. Then that feels like a smart move, even if it didn't really matter.
All right, let me throw a 7 Jumbo on that 15.
Okay. I'll play a goodbye card on that.
Okay.
And the last card is now out.
And so, do we need to take all these to end the game?
You know, I'm torn on that, right?
Uh-huh.
I think what we do is we take one more. So basically, as soon as the draw, there's no card to replace. If there are ever less than two cards out here, the game would end. Because I don't like the idea that, oh, that's the last card. I'm like, oh, I could get that. And the game's over. So I think it's fair to do it until.
So there's three out here now. When we're down to two, that game ends.
Yeah, when we're down to two and you can't replace it,
uh-huh.
You know.
Okay. All right, so is it my turn?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to play a goodbye card and get rid of one of those and end the game.
Thought you might do that.
Yeah. Because why take a risk?
Right. Yeah, because, okay. I mean, if I could have scored one of those 20 points, I might have done all right.
Yeah.
So I had 40 points.
I had 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 points.
So if I could have, say I could have gotten one more of these, that would put me at 60.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been closer.
Yeah.
Your ability was triggering really fast early on, and then I got smart and started spreading out.
When you started playing better, yeah.
Yeah, the other thing that hurt me was I had 4 goodbye cards in my hand at one point.
Oh, did you really?
So I was just like, I guess I'll just start getting... And you didn't have things out because you were being
right.
reserved and then just claiming it when you could.
Right.
So, yeah. The player powers make it way more fun, I think.
Yeah, that's a definite improvement. Absolutely.
I did feel like it was harder to claim these, but by the end of the game, I don't know that I felt like it was that much harder to claim those. So for this guy, I think I might, for your guy you were using, I might drop it to 2 and see if it's still valid.
Yeah, because that means I can get a 10 with a 7.
Right, and this way, and I didn't think about that, and 7 is the highest card you can have.
Right.
So yes, making it 2 means you could never get a 10 with a 7, so I think that fixes it. What ticks me off is I had it at 2, and I thought 2 is like nothing, because I wasn't thinking about 7s and 10s.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that would make a big enough difference.
My ability only worked once, but it was because I had so many goodbye cards. If I had more cards with more things on it, like, there were a couple times when I could have used it, but it was more important to me to you know what I mean, to just take something.
Right.
I think the Babalu one is, that's easy, the draw 2 cards, keep 1, because it's not just about the card I get, it's about the card I give to the next guy.
Yeah.
And then the Love Dub one, I can play 2 guards if they total less than 7. That, I don't know how that would not be balanced, because it's just 2 little cards you're playing. I mean, worst case, you're playing a 4 or a 3. But that's a nice defense against your thing, because I could drop 2 out just to claim them so that you can't steal them with your power.
Right.
So, yeah, I felt like this went pretty well.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think it's still definitely going somewhere good.
So, my thought would be... does it make sense? So would you change any of these values? Should 4 be the lowest value? Like, bump 3 from 4 on the hello cards? Or do you feel like it was...
3? Well, I mean, I would never lead with a 3, but I might finish something with a 3.
You might lead with a 3 for your ability, because that's one bonus to your ability.
Well, that's true. So that would get... Yeah, you could get 5.
But remember,
a 3.
There's only 4 5s in the game. So that, if you got all 4 of them, that's 20 points. Yeah. I feel like that's... That's good ability then, right? Because,
yeah.
I mean, there's some ways you could steal points with
that. That's true. Yeah, so I could get a 5 with a 3. That's not bad. Yeah. Yeah, maybe just switch that from 3 points to 2 points.
And then just try it again.
Yeah.
And I'm going to rebalance and add more of these cards for a 4-player game. Because, like, we talked about making this a 72-card game instead of a 54-card game.
Yeah.
I didn't do that because I knew it would just be the two of us, so it wouldn't matter. We did have to reshuffle once, though. But that still only took... we've been recording for 17 minutes. I'm going to guess maybe 13 of that was us playing the game.
Yeah.
So that's good. Like, I feel good about that. I think that's a good amount of time.
Yeah, it's a good, fast little game.
Yeah.
I like it.
And like I said, I would like to see it support 6 players, because why not?
Yeah.
I think in a 5 or 6-player game, you would want to have one more person out. So you'd have 4 at a time instead of 3. Just because otherwise, like, I would worry about... Like, it starts with player 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, claim it. It starts with player 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, claim it.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to get old real fast. So, I think if you have a 4th one out there, that would help balance that.
Sure.
So we'll see. I'm really happy with how this is going right now. So
yeah, you should be. Yeah, I like this. It's good.
I feel it's like a fun little game. And the player powers, you could easily ignore those if you wanted to keep it simple for kids.
Yep. Totally. Totally.
But I do feel like right now it's fun. So, cool.
Yeah, good stuff, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios. All of the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are property of the Building the Game podcast.